This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Get ready to go back to school with Adacel, Tdap, meningitis, and Gardasil vaccinations available at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Vaccines can be billed to your insurance company. No appointments necessary. And if you stop by and get a vaccination, you get a free Subway cookie. Have your children ready to go back to school with the appropriate vaccine available at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for information on long-term fixed rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Hi, I'm Brian Neiman, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. At Farm Bureau, we support legislation that makes common sense for us here in Illinois. Some of these issues may include property taxes, estate taxes, and possibly eminent domain. If you're concerned about these issues, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.95, down 2.25. December corn $4.82, up a half. March corn $4.94.5, up a quarter. September soybeans were $14.24, down 6. November soybeans $13.57.5, down 11. January soybeans $13.54.75, down 10. September wheat was $6.43.25, up 2. December wheat $6.54, down a quarter. March wheat $6.65.5, down a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys with Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Friday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade and traders evening up their positions ahead of the long holiday weekend pushed grain prices lower. Demand for soybeans remained good as China purchased 110,000 tons of U.S. soybeans on Friday morning. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 18 to 21 lower at 567 to 595. Soybean bids were 7 to 8 lower at 1447 to 1459. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 12 to 20 lower at 571 to 605. Soybean bids were 8 to 11 lower at 1476 to 1493. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 12 to 22 lower at 555 to 572. Soybean bids were mostly 10 to 12 lower at 1435 to 1446. Wheat bids were unchanged to 2 higher at 608 to 630. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery in northern part of the state, corn was 457 to 471. Soybeans were 1320 to 1338. In central Illinois, corn was 456 to 467. And soybeans were 1332 to 1349. In the southern part of the state, new corn was 455 to 468, and new soybeans were $13.35 to $13.59. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 16 lower at $14.92 to $15.27. Basis was mixed at 137 to 170 over the November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $5.17.20 to $5.23.20, which was up 80 cents to $1.80 per ton. Illinois corn processors corn bids were 2 to 12 lower at $5.85 to $6.05, with the basis at unchanged 10 lower at 90 to 110 over the 7. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 16 to 22 lower at $5.60 to $6.05, with basis 14 to 20 lower at $65 to $110 over the 7. Soybeans into 27 to 36 lower at $14.32 to $14.57, with basis at 16 to 25 lower at $75 to the 100 over the NOV. Wheat prices were unchanged to 2 higher at $6.08 to $6.15, with basis at unchanged to 2 lower at 35 under to 28 under the September. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevator placed their producer corn bids mixed at $5.75 to $6.15. These elevators placed their soybean prices steady to 11 lower, with quotations at $14.47 to $15.09. Soft wheat closed 2 higher at $6.37 to $6.38. Milo ended the day at 10 higher at $5.15 to $5.16. On the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for September was $4.95, down 2 1/4. December, $4.82, up a half. March, $4.94 1/2, up a quarter. Wheat for September was $6.43 1/4, up 2. December was $6.54, down 1/4. March, $6.65 1/2, down 1/4. September soybeans at $14.24, down 6. November soybeans at $13.57 1/2, down 11. And January at $13.54 3/4, down 10. Soybean meal for September was $468.20, up 80 cents. October was $428.40, down $5.50. And December was $423.70, down $6.40. Soybean oil for September was $43.89, up 11 points. October was $43.97, up 7 points. And December was $44.29, up 9 cents. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $126.80, down 17 cents. December live cattle, $130.47, up 22 cents. February live cattle, $131.65, down 15 cents. September feeder cattle were $156.92, up 70 cents. October feeder cattle, $158.95, up 95 cents. November feeder cattle, $159.72, up 95 cents. October lean hogs were $87.62, up 30 cents. December lean hogs, $84.75, up 45 cents. February lean hogs, $86.50, up 42 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with a Friday afternoon livestock report. And first of all, from the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass closed 25 cents lower for the day in a range of $85.11 to $88.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $86.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report on Friday, slaughter sows traded a dollar lower with light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $55 to $60. 4 to 5 weight sows at $56 to $63. 5 to 550 weight sows sold at $61 to $65. And heavyweight sows over 550 sold at $62 to $66. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Friday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded $1 lower, with prices ranging $57 to $60. And receipts for Illinois hogs on Friday totaled 8,162. And in the cattle trading in Illinois on Friday, a recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois from Thursday. Receipts for this auction totaled 329 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were $3 lower. Choice slaughter steers sold at 122 and a quarter up to 126. The choice slaughter Holstein steers sold at 107 up to 113.75, and the choice slaughter heifers at 122 and a quarter to 124.50. Slaughter cows breaking type average dressing sold at 92.50. Boning cows average dressing at 82.5 to 90.50, and the lean cows at 77 to 83.50. Also, a report from the special August feeder cattle special down at the Salem Barn for United Producers. Receipts totaled 402 head. And the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weight, sold at 170 up to 191. Some feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weight, sold at 101 up to 124. Five weight steers at 113 to 118. And the six weights at 111 to 116. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, the six weights, sold at 135.50. And in the direct cattle trade on Friday from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded in a range of 120.50 to 125.50, and on a carcass basis ranging from 194 to 197. Heifers on a live basis traded at 123 to 125.50, and on a carcass basis range from 194 to 196. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report on Friday, trading for the retail and processing cuts established with a moderate 281 loads trading, calculates from a 200-pound pork carcass ended at $94.96, which was sharply lower, down $2.07. And from the National Box Beef Cutout Report on Friday, choice and select beef carcasses traded slightly to moderately lower. Choice carcasses ended 4 cents lower for the day at $195.67, with select carcasses 54 cents lower, closing at $182.66. From the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, cattle slaughter estimated at 121,000 head. That compares to 119,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. And cattle slaughter to date has totaled 21,475,000 head. That's down 1.5% from 1 year ago. Hog slaughter on Friday estimated at 425,000 head. That compares to 427 last week and only 411,000 1 year ago. And hog slaughter to date, so far, 72,710,000 head. That's down 0.2% from 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.71. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.64. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.71. August corn delivered to Scottville, $5.64. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.18. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.80. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.12. And once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $5.71. Corn at Scottville is $5.71. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.18. And wheat at Scottville is $6.12. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
22 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the upper 60s, highs about 90. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies on this Tuesday morning and a temperature of 55 degrees. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Last week at the Farm Progress Show, I spoke with Chris Streit, an agronomist with DuPont Pioneer, about what farmers can do this fall to help ensure better weed control when spring rolls around.
Well, as you know, this spring was very difficult for guys to get into the fields in general with all the rain and things we had. And of course, then it turned dry and now we're in the position we're in. But those things should be fresh in your mind, both mare's tail, water hemp, are the major weed concerns going into next spring. You can prepare it for that a little better by using a post-harvest herbicide program like either DuPont Basis Blend or Canopy EX. Both can be sprayed right after you get done harvesting, and that'll give you residual control through May 1st or tillage in the spring. So there won't be that big mat of winter annuals like chickweed, henbit, shepherd's purse, things like that, as well as it helps give you kind of layer your residuals for things like water hemp and mare's tail. So there's really good benefits. Warmer soils in the spring, you can just go in and plant right away. You don't have to wait. So it gives you a lot of benefits that you don't have using a spring burn down, like if you were using something with 2,4-D where you'd have to wait a week before you could plant right into it. So there's some good benefits of it. Like I said, it's a serviceable program through May 1st, so you've got that flexibility going into the spring. You don't have to wait. You can just go plant when it's fit instead of trying to get your burn down in.
With resistant crops causing problems this growing season, Streit says using multiple modes of action is key.
If you're in a no-till or strip-till situation where you've got heavy mare's tail pressure, layering products like Basis Blend and Canopy X give you good residual control going into the spring, so you don't have those weed-resistant kind of issues going into the spring planting season. Because as we all know, once those plants get up and get growing, they're almost impossible to control. So using these kind of products help manage that resistance a little bit better. Plus, you're adding multiple modes of action into the mix instead of either just glyphosate or just, you know, like a Valor product or something like that.
Once again, that was Chris Streit, agronomist with DuPont Pioneer, at the Farm Progress Show last week. The American Soybean Association and DuPont Pioneer are seeking applicants for the 2014 Young Leader Program. This year's training program will begin November 19th through the 22nd in Johnston, Iowa, at Pioneer's headquarters. Training will continue for the 2014 class of ASAS DuPont Young Leaders in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th through March 1st. While in San Antonio, the Young Leaders will have an opportunity to participate in the Commodity Classic. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.